With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Tomorrow and Thursday, we'll see a lot of debate over the state budget in Helena as an interim legislative committee takes up spending cuts proposed by Governor Steve Bullock. Lower than anticipated state revenue combined with an expensive fire season could mean upwards of $230 million in general fund cuts may be required to balance the state budget. Bullock is asking Republican state lawmakers to join him in calling for a special session to deal with budget problems. Republicans are resisting that. For perspective, Edward O'Brien spoke with longtime State House newspaper reporter Chuck Johnson, who has covered several special sessions. He explains why some special legislative sessions have been more successful than others.
For instance, the last special session we had was in 2007. Governor Schweitzer called it. It was a one-day session to transfer money to pay for wildland firefighting.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. You know, that was a pretty easy one, but we've had complex ones that go on and on for 2 weeks, 3 weeks without much resolution. So the key, I think, to have a successful one is to have some agreement going in between the two parties and the governor, at least enough of the two parties in each house to get something through. Governor Bullock has pretty good relationships with Republicans who control the Senate. I think fair to say his relationship with the House Republican leaders, Austin Knutson and his other leaders, has been fairly toxic, going both ways, really, for the last three sessions.
Why is that discrepancy between the two chambers?
Well, there's definitely a conservative bunch in the House that has, for instance, resisted passing an infrastructure bill the last couple of sessions that involve bonding. But they're more conservative in the House Republican side and less amenable to coming up with agreements. The question is if the so-called responsible Republicans, which is what they called themselves a couple of sessions ago, the more moderate ones, if they can come to agreement with Governor Bullock, then there's a chance. If he can't get the votes out of the Republicans in the House, I think it'd be a pretty tough session.
So then what's the calculus of Governor Bullock making these painful decisions on his own versus calling a special session? What does he stand to gain? What does he stand to lose?
Well, I think if he makes the cuts on his own, he'll be the one blamed, even though the blame can probably more appropriately be spread out among both the legislature and the governor for what happened the last session. If he were to call a session and propose these cuts, which are fairly significant, or tax increases to make up the difference, which is what he did during the session, it would be a pretty fierce debate, I think, because Republican leaders have said they do not want to see permanent tax increases. So I've heard some people say, well, Democrats want to have a special session to force Republicans to make these cuts. Well, a lot of Republicans might say, fine, we're willing to cut government. I mean, they're the party that advocates for smaller budgets and less government spending and a reduced role of government. But as we've seen in the media the last couple of weeks, a lot of these cuts will affect people all over the state, whether it's higher tuition for university students, reduced state funding for K-12 education, which of course rolls it back on local property taxpayers, programs that affect human services, programs to help disabled people, poor people. Remember, Republicans have big majorities in both houses, so they run the show.
Yeah, and it would also potentially be a big gamble for Democrats. I know there have been Democratic legislators out there, Jenny Eck being one of the more notable ones, calling for a special session. But it could also be a big gamble, could it not? I mean, Republicans could vote to expand the topics being discussed.
Well, or they could increase the level of cuts. Special session is always a gamble for both the legislature and the governor. And if it blows up in everybody's face, they'll both be recipients of public scorn, particularly the governor. I mean, I think the average Montana voter probably knows his or her own legislator, but they don't really know much about the rest of the body, but they might blame their local legislator. And of course, Governor Bullock is elected statewide, unlike the legislators.
Final question, what does it cost to hold a special session?
Well, I checked on that, Ed, and it costs $106,000 for the first day. And every subsequent day is $58,000. So a five-day session would be $338,000. It's relative peanuts compared to the overall state budget. The general fund budget is $4.7 billion. Now, some people will say, well, they should have gotten the job done in the regular session. But we're one of the few states that has chosen to have legislative sessions every other year, not annually. So sometimes special sessions are necessary because, you know, of oil prices dropping, you know, national recessions, court decisions, and the like. So, you know, by not having annual sessions, we're forced to call more special sessions than I think we would if we'd had annual sessions.
Chuck Johnson, always a pleasure, always an honor speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Ed.